KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. We're at 15 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Creston report two arrests took place on Wednesday. Just after 10 a.m., 29-year-old Leopoldo Aiden Avalos McGeorge of Creston was arrested at his residence for domestic assault. McGeorge was later released on bond from the Union County Jail. And at around 7:20 p.m. Wednesday, 37-year-old Amanda Olivia Jones of Creston was arrested at the Dollar General store on West Taylor Street on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Jones was cited and released from the scene on a promise to appear in court. Creston police said also that a woman residing in the 400 block of Wyoming Avenue reported her residence had been vandalized. The damage and loss was estimated at $1,050. 17 Republicans in the Iowa Senate are co-sponsoring a bill that will force every Iowa business to use the federal E-Verify system to ensure every person they hire is a citizen or legal U.S. resident. Senator Julian Garrett, a Republican from Indianola, has tried since 2012 to get the bill passed in the legislature.
We ought to be, I would think, more concerned about the welfare of our citizens than people who are not citizens and who are not here legally.
Garrett said the immigration plan that President Biden has proposed makes this kind of state-level action more important.
If we do nothing, we're probably very likely going to see an influx of new people coming in who are not here legally. We can be overwhelmed. Our institutions, our medical care and education and our welfare system.
Brad Hartkopf, a lobbyist for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, says identity fraud is an issue in the E-Verify system, so it isn't a foolproof way for businesses to discover if a potential employee is in the country illegally.
The penalties in the bill are very concerning to us, the second violation being a revocation of all business licenses. I think we believe that's pretty draconian.
Dustin Miller, a lobbyist for auto dealers and other business interests, is raising concerns about a portion of the bill calling for state investigation of all citizen complaints that a business has hired an undocumented worker.
And that can really be used as a sword against competitors.
Erica Johnson of the American Friends Service Committee says her group has just helped a woman who was inaccurately flagged by the E-Verify system as being an undocumented immigrant.
Rather than actually working to push the federal leaders to reform our immigration system in a way that benefits our economy and treats immigrants and refugee workers with the dignity and respect they deserve, it's a divisive anti-immigrant proposal that will end up harming minority communities in Iowa.
Senator Jason Schultz, a Republican from Schleswig, says the bill levels the playing field for businesses that are doing the right thing.
We have folks who are flouting the law and just ignoring it, and they're getting away with a competitive advantage that they should not have.
The bill is eligible for debate in the Senate Judiciary Committee. 55 members of the expanded Republican majority in the Iowa House have endorsed a proposed amendment to the state constitution on abortion. If eventually approved by voters, Iowa's constitution will be amended to say that it does not recognize, grant, or secure a right to abortion. Representative Stephen Holter, Republican from Denison, says it's needed to respond to court rulings that struck down abortion restrictions.
I am pro-life, and I make no apology for it. I believe there are two heartbeats involved, two souls, when it comes to abortion, and we always forget one of them.
Democrats like Representative Christina Bohannon of Iowa City say the amendment could lead to an abortion ban in Iowa if the U.S. Supreme Court's new conservative majority sends the issue back to states.
Eliminating the constitutional right to abortion won't stop abortions, but it will dramatically affect the lives and health of people who happen to have had the bad luck to be born female.
Representative Holt describes the proposal as abortion neutral.
And if House Joint Resolution 5 passes two General Assemblies and is approved by the people, abortion will continue to be legal in Iowa based on federal law.
Representative Molly Donahue, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, calls that misleading.
Putting the word abortion in the Constitution does not make it abortion neutral. If the goal isn't to ban abortion, then what is the goal of this bill?
All the Democrats in the House and three Republicans voted against the proposed amendment. Republican leaders in the Iowa Senate plan to endorse the amendment this year as they did in 2020. Now, the no votes came from Republicans Jane Bloomingdale of Northwood, Lee Hine of Monticello, and David Maxwell of Gibson. Representative David Seek from Glenwood was absent or not voting. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says the federal government is promising states a 17% increase in vaccine doses starting next week, potentially boosting the number of shots available amid frustration that eligible people have been unable to get vaccinated. Reynolds said officials in the Joe Biden's administration, President Biden's administration, promised governors in a call on Tuesday the federal government would increase the state allocations to accelerate the national vaccination program. The increased federal supply would raise Iowa's weekly doses of the Moderna vaccine to 25,800 a week beginning February 8th and will be in addition to the current 19,500 dose allocation of Pfizer vaccine. Well, the Associated Press is reporting the state set up a COVID testing site in West Des Moines to screen workers at a company owned by major campaign donors to Governor Kim Reynolds. The test kits were collected from 32 employees who worked at the corporate headquarters of Iowa Select Farms, owned by Jeff and Deb Hansen, as well as the couple's charity. A company spokeswoman told the Associated Press employees discovered that they may have been exposed to someone with COVID, and testing for the staff was set up following a call to the governor's office. Governor Reynolds said the state set up rapid testing at more than 60 Iowa companies, including meatpacking and manufacturing plants. Reynolds says any allegations that her administration played favorites is unjustified.
There's criteria. You qualify. To my knowledge, nobody was told no. And so if you called and wanted to try to facilitate a way to get your employees tested so that you could ensure them that they were working in a safe environment, that's what companies were doing. And we were doing everything that we could to help facilitate that. And I will make no apologies for doing that. None.
The Associated Press reports state testing for Iowa Select Farms staff was conducted July 13th. State Auditor Rob Sand has announced that he will investigate whether another donor to the governor secured state testing resources for a company in Waverly, while the state denied the local health department's request for rapid testing elsewhere in the county. Those allegations were first reported on the Bleeding Heartland blog. In a little over 6 weeks, more than 200,000 Iowans have been vaccinated for COVID-19, but in a state of more than 3 million residents, the waiting list is long. The state will enter the next phase of inoculations next week. Governor Reynolds says the new vaccine dashboard is being added to the state's coronavirus website at coronavirus.iowa.gov.
The vaccine dashboard will include the numbers of first and second doses administered, the number of doses by manufacturer, and the number of doses by day. It will also include totals by county, gender, age, race, ethnicity.
And while the two companies that are now distributing vaccine in Iowa require a main injection and then a booster 21 or 28 days later, Reynolds says a third company's vaccine is expected to gain FDA approval next week. That's a single-dose version. Demand for the COVID vaccines is high, and many people are wondering how and when they get their shot. Reynolds steers them to the same online vaccine dashboard.
To help Iowans find a vaccine provider near them, an interactive map will display providers by county. So you will click on a county where you live or work, and a provider provider locations will be listed.
The governor says the federal government is planning to boost the number of vaccines being shipped to all states by 16% in February. In Iowa, that's about 6,300 more doses per week. Reynolds says the number of people hospitalized for treatment of COVID-19 in Iowa is down to around 400, which is far below the peak of 1,500 set back in November. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.